What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 128, Strong the Iron Will Way. It is 5:30 a.m. It is dark. It is not really cold, but definitely much darker than it has been at this hour. So as most of you guys know, I'm usually recording this in the car, and today is definitely a coffee day. So apologies ahead of time if, in addition to the usual, you know, sound effects that you get some coffee drinking. But what I want to talk to you guys about today is fixing a faulty mindset. So in life, and as you know, as we say every time, you know, training in life, very similar. A lot of common themes and analogies and things that can be made between the two. And if you notice, success and failure in either of the two, you know, in kind of the strength and fitness realm, in weight loss, in business, in sports, in you name it, even relationships probably, you notice that success and failure is kind of contagious, right? So what I mean by that is you'll see that successful people in one area tend to be successful people in other areas, and people that have a hard time in certain areas tend to have a hard time in a lot of the areas. And then where it becomes almost contagious is you'll see that the successful people seem to be around other people that are successful at everything, and the people that are not successful at a lot of stuff seem to be around people that are also not successful at a lot of stuff. So there's a little chicken or the egg thing there, right? Like, what is it? Are the unsuccessful people just finding each other after they don't succeed, or is there something else? So part of what's happening here is the majority of success in this field and every field is mindset. It's completely mindset. And those who are successful have a different mindset than those who are not successful. And the trick is identifying which mindset you currently have and getting that right, getting towards a success mindset in all areas. So obviously we're going to keep it focused on our area of expertise, getting in shape, but you're going to see how this can apply. And often I'll speak in analogies, so obviously we're still going to be referring to the health and fitness thing here, but getting your mind right and getting a success mindset can make all the difference in the world, particularly, and this is the most important part, when you hit trouble patches, right? It's easy to have a success mindset when everything's going well. Having a success mindset when things are not going well is what separates the men from the boys, as they say. So, first part I'd like to touch on with mindset is, so many of you who are listening to this might work with us at Iron Will. You might work somewhere else with a coach. You might work on your own. But for anybody who's paying for coaching or training services in any fashion, okay, so that might mean you see a personal trainer 4 days a week. That might mean you go to a CrossFit or a group training class a couple times a week. It might mean that you pay for a coach to design programs for you. It might mean you pay for a coach online. But in some way, you're paying for help. I think many of us struggle with this idea of paying for help. And whether it originates with you or originates with your significant other, which is very common. And it's kind of goes something like this. You know, I don't know why you still need an insert here, coach, trainer, whatever. Haven't you been doing this long enough that you should know how to do it by now? Right? You have probably either heard that or said it to yourself somewhere, right? Probably around the time when you're, you know, your budget's tight, trying to figure out where to cut corners. This is very common, okay? I've done it. Everyone does it. But I want to ask you a question, okay? I want you to think of any successful athlete and tell me who doesn't have a coach. Show me a successful athlete who does not use a coach. You can't find one. Okay? Now, even at elite levels, we're talking about top level martial arts, boxing, football, baseball, golf, any sport. The highest level guy, LeBron James, has somebody coaching him through basketball, has somebody making him do drills, has somebody putting him through his strength and conditioning. Now, by the way, that's a different person, right? So he has several coaches. Would be willing to bet he probably sits down with a mindset success coach as well. Very common for top-level athletes to do that. So they have several people in their corner helping them. So when you start to doubt how much you need a coach, or not even that, I think you might even know it, but when you question it because you're trying to make sure you're not being foolish with your money, you're not paying for something you don't need, or somebody's making you feel like you should know this by now, remember that that's not what it's about. Having a coach is about having accountability, about doing more work, doing harder work than you would do on your own, having the knowledge to do things that will take you to the next level. You know, we're as coaches, we're always evolving. I mean, I know a lot more now than I did 6 months ago, and then I did 6 years ago. So if you, as the athlete, you're not going to spend as much time learning and understanding the craft. So you might know enough to go to the gym and go through the motions, sure. But you don't probably know enough to continuously progress over the years. And this is where a lot of people get stuck, because they get enough help to get started, but then they plateau forever because they don't know how to evolve the workouts beyond that. So that's not the point of today's podcast. But the point is, if you start to doubt, I guess my point is you're getting down on yourself for like, oh, I can't believe I still need somebody. Listen, everybody, who the fuck wants to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go work out? And who wants to go get up at 5 in the morning and work out hard and do this stuff that you don't want to do, right? Because that's what you'll do if you're by yourself. Trust me. You'll go to the gym. If you even get there at 5, you'll do easy shit. You're not going to go get under the heavy bar. You're not going to go do the real challenging stuff that you need. You're going to go do the shit that you like and the shit that you're good at. That is the problem. You think LeBron James is going to run fucking suicide sprints and laps to get his conditioning top-notch by himself? No. And he is highly motivated. There are millions and millions of dollars on the line. But this guy still needs somebody waiting for him and telling him how many times to do it, telling him to do it again. And again, faster. That's how it works. If you're as old as me and you watched Rocky movies, there you go. That guy was pretty motivated, but he had somebody there chasing him through the woods all the time. So, totally okay and actually beneficial to quote-unquote need or want help. You need help to excel. You know what athletes don't have coaches? Weekend fucking warriors. People that play sports because they just like it. It's just a hobby. They just want to go play tennis sometimes. So if you're approaching training with that mindset of just something you like to do occasionally, and you're not interested in getting better, getting results, getting where you want to be, then that's totally fine. Just view it as you know, something you'll enjoy doing, but don't expect to get where you want to be. Now, the more important mindset factor is once you've accepted the fact that you need help, you have to look at this like an investment. Now, I'm talking about not just financially, I'm talking about time, I'm talking about mental resources and money, okay? This is an investment in your well-being. This is an investment in your quality of life. This is not just about having big biceps and a nice butt, right? This is about feeling great all the time, approaching life with vigor, self-confidence. Everybody who's I've ever talked to who's ever worked out consistently will tell you it made their life better. I can tell you it has done mine and everybody that I know who does it. So we have that mindset, right? We know that this shit is changing my life. This is making my life better. You can read the walls at the gym and this is life-changing shit, okay? But then a week later, all that can change. Now, let me give you a little analogy, because I like my analogies. So one of the things that I have spent a lot of time trying to learn, and I currently still learn this, work on this a lot, is about finance. I read and consume information about finance because I want to understand it thoroughly. And that's personal finance, that's finances for business. That's not an area of expertise that I have. I never took a business class in college. Never took accounting, never really understood anything about that world until I got into business for myself. So I'm still learning and challenging myself to get better at this. But one of the things I've learned is that successful people with money, there's a great book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He has a series, I think, but he talks how his two dads approached money differently. One was the rich dad, one was the poor dad. So we'll use those analogies. And you're going to see where I'm going with this. Rich dad, let's call it rich dad, successful guy with money, understands the basic principles of money and adheres to them with discipline at all times. So a basic principle that's understood is, let's say, put 10% into savings, right? Whatever you make, save 10% of it. and try to grow that number over time, but at least hit 10%. So rich dad takes 10 right off the top. Paycheck comes in. He actually has it automatically deducted, so he doesn't even see it. It goes right into savings or whatever investment. That doesn't matter. Point is, 10% comes off the top first before he has a chance to spend it. Poor dad decides that he's going to first pay his expenses and then, you know, do some stuff that he likes to do. He's got to go out to eat still, and he's got to get new sneakers still, and he's got to buy a gift for his kid still, and he's got to, you know, he likes his Starbucks still, so he has to have all these things and his blah blah blah, and then he's going to try to save his 10% after that. But unfortunately, every single week, month, year, that 10% is no longer there because he's managed to spend it, okay? This continues indefinitely and in every other aspect of life, so poor dad is unsuccessful. Now, poor dad will blame it on not making enough money, needing a raise, needing a different job, needing a new boss, all this stuff. But what he's not getting is he needs to have the discipline and the mindset to put that 10% aside first. Pay yourself first, they will say. And then if you have something left, you go to the movies. And then if you have something left, you go to dinner. And then you have Starbucks, right? But if you don't have any left, you make your own coffee, okay? And then when you finally get that raise and you work hard and you get promoted or whatever, then you start your side business, you start buying yourself stuff at Starbucks. But too many people are treating themselves first before they have the position, but they're sacrificing their long-term retirement happiness for that short-term gain. Now, this is exactly what we see here. So, everything's going great, and training is good. This stuff changes my life. Working out is the best thing ever. And then all of a sudden, hey, holidays are coming. I got to be conscious about my money, so I'm going to start backing out on everything that has gotten me to this point, right? And now here's where the faulty mindset kicks in. Hey, maybe I don't really need coaching, training, help, whatever. And even if it's just a gym membership, it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about the resources of time and money and the mental aspect of what happens. So we start to close in on ourselves and say, hey, I have to cut back on my coaching or my gym membership or my CrossFit or my whatever it is, because I'm going to spend money on different things for a few months, but then I'll get back to it. Well, so here we have, again, we're not paying ourselves first. We're not looking at that investment in time, money for our livelihood, well-being, self-confidence anymore. We're just looking at it as an expense, right? And you cannot view your workouts and taking care of yourself as an expense. You have to look at that as that's a necessary expense. It's not like a luxury item, right? It's not the movies. It's not the Starbucks. It's not new sunglasses. It's not going out to dinner, right? I mean, this is crazy making when people will give up something that is literally changing their life and for the ability to, you know, go out to dinner or get a new pair of sunglasses or things of that nature. You know, that there has to be a mindset here that says, hey, my workouts, okay, and again, we're talking about whatever the resource is that you're being conservative with, whether that's time, whether that's money, whether that's just kind of emotional energy. I think time and money are probably the two popular things. Time being almost more important, almost more of the commodity that people start to get stingy with. But you have the successful people, again, the successful people in finance, rich dad, if you look back, he will always put that 10%, no matter what. No matter what. If this guy loses money, let's say somehow he has to take a new job and he loses money, you can guarantee 10% is still going aside. He will cut back on everything else. Okay, so he will cut back on any of the luxuries that he started to spend money on, because he knows that 10% is mandatory for ultimate happiness in his life down the road, right? Successful workout guy sets aside those four workouts a week no matter what. So when schedules change, when time changes, when whatever it is changes, that doesn't go away, okay? The workouts are a staple. They're always going to be there. And we figure out a way to make other things work around it, right? So we figure out a way to cut back on things if it's finances. We figure out a way to cut corners somewhere else, but we do not sacrifice our workouts. our gym membership, our trainer, or whatever. If it's time and all of a sudden something happens, we found out that we have to start working now, you know, 5 more hours, an extra hour every day. We don't let that cut into our workout time, right? We look at that as something else has got to go, right? And, you know, we know that sleep is important. We know that social life is important. We know that. But we're going to find somewhere else to give up an hour before we give up our gym time. Because we realize that the return on investment for gym time is what it's about, right? Return on investment for gym time is making my life better, right? Everything I do in my life is going to be better if I keep the gym. If I drop the gym, going out to dinner is not going to feel as not going to be as fun when I'm self-conscious about the way I feel and the way I look. Okay, going to do all the things I like to do, so much they're not as good if I'm not feeling good, not feeling in shape, not feeling confident, right? So the success mindset is to invest in yourself, time, money, whatever resources, first and foremost. And training, working out, staying in shape, getting in shape, very, very high on that list, okay? Very high on that list. So, again, when you look at the successful people over time, it's because it's time. It is just consistency and time. The people that you know, personally in your life, who are the most fit and the one that you would look up to and say, man, I would just want to be there and feel like that person, look like that person. I can guarantee you they don't miss a lot of workouts. They don't take a lot of breaks. They might go through periods of time where they're in a funk. You know, I do that a lot. And I'm getting them done, but I might not be setting any records, right? I might go miss a couple days here and there, but I rarely will miss more than a week, and that's if I'm sick, right? So you'll never see me say, oh, I'm going to take a break from this for a while and cut back on this, because I just know that that's not an option. I might have to change things up, do things differently depending on circumstances, right? So somebody that is successful in this realm is going to always figure out a way to keep going, and they're going to cut back on everything else. And again, by cut back, I'm talking about resources, time, money, emotional space, whatever it is. You're going to find that those people manage to just keep that consistent no matter what. New job, no job, different hours, they're going to keep going and figure out everything else. The person who has not been successful in the health and fitness thing, you talk to them, you're going to find out that they kind of stop a lot, right? They try this and then at some point they bail for 2 or 3 months and then restart. Bail and restart. So every time they bail, there's probably a reason, but there's a mindset behind that. Why does that keep happening, right? Why is rich dad never seem to have circumstances that cause him to take a break, and poor dad does seem to have circumstances that always cause him to take breaks? They probably have the same circumstances, right? It's how they approach them is different. Let me give you one last example. Small injuries, okay? I can always tell the success mindset or the failure mindset that's involved when I see someone who suffers a little bit of a tweak, a little bit of an injury. So we get somebody that has hurts her ankle, hurts her wrist, something like that. Okay, minor, maybe gonna set them back for a couple weeks. Success mindset client person calls and says, hey, I tweaked my ankle a little bit yesterday, but I still wanna come in this week. Can we just do upper body? Do you think we can work around that? Is there leg stuff that I can do without putting pressure on my ankle? Can we still do glutes somehow? Can we just do core? But they're trying to find a way to keep coming because they're saying, I don't want to stop. I'm going to let this little thing stop me. But this happened. Failure mindset is, hey, hurt my ankle this week. I'm going to take a couple weeks off and I'll see you when I'm starting to feel better. You hear me? Now, as you can imagine, what happens when we take that couple weeks off because the ankle doesn't feel so good, right? All of a sudden, being off starts to feel kind of normal, right? The idea of going back to the gym starts to sound shitty. And it's a slippery slope. And all of a sudden, that 2 weeks for the bum ankle becomes 3 months because something else came up during the process. The person that said, hey, I'm not stopping because my ankle's hurt, I'm going to figure out a way to keep coming, the mindset stays strong. In fact, it gets stronger. They probably learn some cool stuff about how to train around injuries. They probably are able to go harder on upper body, core, and so forth. So a lot of cool stuff happens. And they're teaching their subconscious never to quit and not to give up. And that, my friends, is the success mindset. You prioritize your time, you prioritize your resources for self-care, taking care of yourself, and you kick ass. Later, guys.